Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is show number 477. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today, we have in the studio with us Judy Lehr. She is a leadership development strategist and a stress management counselor. She's going to give us tips on how to get through a dental appointment if you happen to be one of those, 40% of the population that's nervous about going to the dentist. We're going to get to her in just a minute. Before I do, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, it's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And also, all past episodes complete with video are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Okay, so let me introduce my guest. She is a licensed professional clinical counselor and certified coach. For the past 15 years, she's operated a very successful private practice, helping clients develop their own personal leadership style, utilizing strategies to successfully balance people and priorities, connect in a meaningful way with others, and feel confident in adapting to change. She's published 4 books and enjoys speaking engagements and on iTunes, radio programs, and continuing education workshops. So here's where we have something in common. She was born in Boise. I've been to Idaho.
Excellent. actually,
my motorhome was built there, so I've been to, not Boise, but Idaho Falls several times.
Excellent.
You used to live in Alberta, Canada. I was born in Canada.
Really?
Yep. And when you were 7 years old, you went to Hershey, PA, moved there, right?
Yes.
I've been there. I actually tried their Hershey's Kisses. Anybody try to climb one of those light poles and see if it's real chocolate up there?
Not that I've seen.
If you've never been there, they have Hershey's Kisses for light posts, street lights. And then been here since 89, and you're a Scarlet and Gray Buckeye fan. Awesome. And it says you have a son that has a successful career. What is his career?
Benjamin graduated from Ohio University with a double major in journalism and sports management.
Okay.
And then he was recruited to University of Florida. And now he works at NC State in Raleigh, North Carolina, in the intramural sports department.
And I've been there, too.
Excellent.
See,
wow.
See, look at how close we're related. Actually, my niece got married there. My brother used to live there. Okay. And I think another niece still does. Okay. So let's get right into, you know, my purpose is to make people think about their teeth, to make them want to care more about their teeth. And part of that is helping them get into the dental office to alleviate that fear or that concern, because people that are staying home, if you hadn't noticed, and you probably have, staying home isn't making your teeth any healthier.
Exactly.
So let's figure out how we can get them in the chair. So give me some suggestions on what people can do to get through a stressful dental appointment, okay?
Sure. Well, we all have internal messages that are these self-defeating behaviors that where we set ourselves up negatively from the very beginning. We tell ourselves these negative things. It's going to hurt. It's too scary. It's going to, you know, cost too much.
Let me stop you on that.
Yes.
It's going to hurt. Okay, parents, when you tell your child they're getting ready to be going, they're going to the dentist for the first time, do not say it's not going to hurt, because they didn't think it was going to hurt until you told them it probably isn't going to hurt. Right?
That's correct. You planted it.
Exactly. So when you take your child for their first haircut to the barber, you don't tell them it's not going to hurt.
Exactly.
So why tell them it's not going to hurt when you go to the dentist? Let us professionals deal with that. I promise you it won't hurt if you're coming to me.
I agree. Okay. That's great.
Okay. So I interrupted you. Let's go back. You said, start over. I'm sorry.
No problem. You want to pay attention to those negative messages that you already have or
exactly.
Someone else is telling you
exactly.
So that you can change them into positive ones. So you have to frame it in a positive way.
It's going to be fun. You're going to ride the chair. It's going to be cool.
That would be good.
Dr. Kavitka's really nice.
Exactly. The people are nice. This is something that I want to do to enjoy life, to enjoy eating, to enjoy smiles. Right. It's something I want to enjoy rather than already setting yourself up for it's going to be negative, it's going to be scary, it's going to be hard. You frame it in a positive way.
Okay, so number one is framing it in a positive way.
Yes.
What's the next one?
Next one is to check breathing. Your breathing is something that you can do. I know that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense, but actually how you do relaxation breathing, especially when you're sitting there in the chair.
Is there special dental breathing?
Dental breathing, yes. We can call it that if you like.
Okay, let's call it that.
All right. So the breathing technique I give clients is to breathe in to the count of three. So you're breathing in through your nose to the count of one, two, three. Hold one, two, three. Breathe out through your mouth, one, two, three. So both the breathing and the counting are the important things because the counting moves the thought memory from the automatic part of your brain, which is might be freaking out, to the intentional part of your brain, whereas you count and that breathing, it just relaxes your entire body.
Okay. Now I can tell you that I've dealt with a lot of very skeptical people in the dental chair, and the first thing they're going to say is, what if my nose is stuffy?
I've personally never had that one.
Oh, you haven't had that one?
I haven't.
Oh, no, they say it all the time. Like, I'm trying to work in their mouth, and they're trying to breathe through their mouth, and I say, well, can you breathe through your nose? No, my nose is stuffy.
Part of that also may be their anxiety that's coming up, that they're thinking, I won't be able to.
Right.
Not that they necessarily cannot, but their anxiety is telling them, maybe I can't, and therefore I won't be able to breathe at all.
Right.
Which is probably not true.
Well, I never call my patients liars, but so if they do happen to truly have a stuffy nose, they can do it through their mouth and still count.
Yes.
Okay.
They can still do that. So the counting and the breathing is something that helps your body automatically relax.
Okay. So we had the counting and breathing, which was number two. Number one was the positive thoughts, positive attitude. What would number three be?
Number three is good if they have a stuffy nose, actually.
Okay.
This one is a bilateral technique. So if you think about it, we always rock babies or we like to be in a rocking chair. So okay. The rocking motion of forward or backward is a bilateral motion. So what we can do is you take your hands and you pat one leg opposite the other in a rhythmic motion, back and forth. Back and forth, or take your fingers and touch the thumb to your middle finger, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And that back and forth motion just kind of soothes you. You just get into this rhythmic, almost hypnotic state.
That's the one you use to snap your fingers with.
Yes.
Did you notice? So maybe they could be in the chair going.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, when I was younger, the first time my dentist put me on nitrous, I didn't like not having control. And so I would tap my fingers to the music to make sure I was in control,
yes.
To make sure I was cognizant.
Yes.
So I would imagine that also distracts people, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's another one?
And then another one is to change where your mind is. So you can either stare at a point up in the ceiling where you can see, or in your inner mind, stare at a picture of a place that you've been, an enjoyable place you've been, the beach, you know, vacation, whatever picture in your head that's there that you're trying to be in that as 3D as possible. So you're distancing yourself from what's going on in the present.
You know, at my office, we have a television on the ceiling above them so they can watch a TV show that they have chosen. It has the closed captioning on because we know we make noises and they probably can't hear it.
Right.
But we also, beyond that, all the way up on the ceiling, there's a light that has a panel that covers it. And each room has a different picture. Some have flowers. Mm-hmm. Some have like winter clouds or summer clouds. And there's a flyover of jets, you know, like at the beginning of a sporting event. Any balloons taking off. There's a different one in each room to give somebody a chance to focus on something if they choose to.
That's perfect. That's exactly what taking yourself away from what's actually happening in the present and distancing yourself and looking at something else and focusing on that instead. Also, your body.
And then you can also just try closing your eyes. And I don't know if it's ever happened to you, but when I close my eyes, I see these like light spots. It looks like the Hubble telescope. You can kind of just watch a movie on the inside of your eyelids. Have you ever seen that?
That's true.
Yeah, those blue dots. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they are. They probably mean something. Maybe they're neurons firing or something.
Right.
Okay, what else do we have?
The last one is that you can tell we need to replace cognitive distortions. These are things that are either all or nothing or black and white. So it's somewhat related to the first one, but it's the idea of coming in and saying it's not going to be all good or all bad, or I'm going to be all scared or all not, or it's going to be all terrible news or anything like that. The ability to say, I'm going to wait on hearing what's actually true. So as they ask you, when you're saying what's going on here, here's a tooth that maybe needs attention, but the rest are fine. Being able to hear the actual information that you're giving them and focusing on that instead of catastrophizing something else.
Okay. So they should think of the dental drill as sounds as their friend, right?
Yes, that would be helpful. The ability to say we're getting out the one thing in the one tooth that needs to be fixed right now, that's a good thing, because then that'll allow me to be able to live the life that I want, eat the food that I want.
Right. I tell young folks, we're going to wash out the cavity bugs. And before, when we were using silver, I said, we're going to put a silver star in there. Now I just say, we're going to put a tooth colored, something in there. So one of the things that I try to remind people, because a lot of people say, I don't like getting numb. I don't like the shot. I don't like the feeling of being numb. And I always try to make a positive out of a negative.
Yes.
I had to stop myself because I said that backwards a couple shows ago. I don't know if anybody caught it or not, but I corrected myself later in the sentence. But anyway, so I tell people, if you think back to high school, when you looked up above the chalkboard and they had kind of the timeline of what millennium, like way back in the prehistoric dinosaur age, and then it would follow the room and go all the way across from left to right, and then you would have like, the Renaissance and whatever. You would work your way all the way over to modern day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't even had local anesthetic very long. It was 1846. And on that big thing up over your chalkboard, that wouldn't even be the size of a pencil dot, the number of it since 1846.
Okay.
So the point is we should be absolutely ecstatic that we can even numb people.
Yes.
That we can even take away your pain so that we can drill on a tooth, we can do a root canal on a tooth, we can extract a tooth, and you don't feel a thing. So rather than focusing on the fact that you feel this little pinch and you're sitting there all nervous that it's going to get worse, or you feel the liquid going in, which by the way, it's mostly that, because the liquid is room temperature, which is 72 degrees. Our body's 98.6. So it feels cold, even though it's room temperature. 26 degrees different. And everybody's focusing on the terrible part of that feeling a little bit of cold liquid and forgetting that in 1845 and prior, nobody could have any pain control.
Wow.
Right?
Wow. That would be pretty difficult.
Yeah. So that little prick of the needle or whatever. And by the way, I just came back from more training on my Soleil laser, where we don't even have to use a needle. We can shine the laser light on a tooth for 30 seconds, wait 30 seconds, and then we can actually work on that tooth without ever having to give you a shot.
Wow.
So we're getting better and better, but still can't do every tooth with that. You can't do a root canal with that. So you're still going to have needles in some instances, but the only one that's being hurt by you staying home is you.
You.
Right.
So count backwards. That's another counting thing.
From how high
count
do you have
backwards.
To go? I can't count backwards. Very
well.
How high?
Well, even if you start at 20, maybe 50, but count backwards, because by the time you're done counting everything, the needle's done, the solution is in, it's fine.
What about singing in your head?
I do that all the time.
Okay. Do you have a full orchestra in there? Or?
It depends what music you're playing. Do you have music in your office? Because that's what I sing to.
No, I don't. Well, what I do, but I let people, I do have that at one of the offices, this station at one of the offices. But at the other office, I have a stereo in each room and let people pick their music.
Okay.
Many pick television because it's something to watch and listen to. But yes, they get to pick. And I like knowing what they're hearing so that if they react to something, I know it's not something I did, I know that they're reacting to like a weird news story or something cool on the television. So I realize that I'm a little behind my mark here in when we actually go to doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So what we're going to do, and let me give you the phone number so you can pre-program it into your phone. It's 614-459-9769. Program then into your phone, 614-459-9769. We're going to do the little disclaimer, but when we come back, we're going to do the question, and you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist, and also one of Judy's books. This one is called Stress and Worry. It's the first in a series of four, and this one is Moving from Fear to Freedom series. I'm sorry, the Moving from Fear to Freedom series. All right, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, my guest today is Judy Lair. She gave us tips on how to get through a dental appointment if going to the dentist freaks you out. Which of the following did she suggest you do? A. Let the dental staff know you are anxious so they can be helpful. Relax. B. Relax by counting to three as you breathe in and breathe out. C. Focus inward and visualize a safe, comforting, happy memory. D. Sing along in your head to your favorite tune. Or E. All of the above. All right. The winner is going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist and a free book from Judy called Stress and Worry. The number to call, 614-459-9769, 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the line. On the line, I'm sorry, we have Tina on the line. We're doing my question. Hey, Tina, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Thanks for listening first. Thank you for calling in. And do you have the answer to our question of the day?
I believe it is E, all of the above.
It is, yes. Tina, what do you do for a living?
I work in a heating and cooling.
Heating and cooling business?
Yes.
What's the name of it?
Favorite Heating and Cooling.
Okay. Sounds good. So, and are you a nervous dental patient, by the way, or?
I am a very nervous dental patient. Somebody can be speaking about it, and I get cold chills, yes.
Okay. Well, hopefully this show's going to help you, so keep listening after we get your information as to where to send those flowers and the book, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, so hang on the line. Okay, so now let's go back to Judy Lair. She is a development strategist. Tell me what else I should know about you.
Clinical counselor, certified coach, jack of all trades. I've done a lot of things over the years.
Really? Can you fix microphones?
No, but I did break one this morning.
I would call her on that. Yeah, she grabbed the microphone. It fell off. And if you're a jack of all trades, you should have been the one fixing it. Jack of most trades.
True.
Okay. And then, so you, I don't know. You like to, why do you like specializing in anxiety disorders? Because there's plenty of business, or did you have anxiety when you were growing up? Did you have a friend that had anxiety disorders?
I've had some anxiety most of my life.
Okay.
Worry and anxiety about how things are going to go. Am I going to be okay? So am I scared?
So that was kind of astute of me to pick up on that, huh?
Exactly. So I was on the other side of the couch, and I learned some of the techniques to use to be able to look at how I thought about things. That's what made me scared, was that I thought I didn't know how to be okay in certain situations. I didn't know if I was going to know what to do. And once I learned how to do that, plus learn these breathing techniques and these ways to calm my body down, I wanted to share that with other folks.
Okay. So you love helping people, for one. And how do you know that they are, quote, cured? Or is there a way to know that you're done? Mrs. Smith, we're all done. You're healthy now.
It's a little different in my business than in yours. So you can tell, you know, when a tooth or a dental situation is cured,
right.
It is done and finished. In my business, it's mostly about having skills to manage things and be able to know that you have a skill or a tool to use when you need it, because it's probably going to happen off and on throughout your life. But if you feel that you're confident in having a tool or resource to use, that's what I want my clients to have.
So you have a certain number of sessions with a person. Let's say there's an average of 10, I don't know. And they're doing well, and they might say, okay, you know what, I think I got this. I'm good. And then maybe a year and a half later, their parent dies, their car breaks down on the way to the funeral, things like that, and they're back, right?
Yes, because the skills and tools that they had were effective for what they were dealing with at that time. But if something else becomes bigger, something else that they don't know how to handle, the more overwhelming types of feelings or worries or fears, then they come on back and we work on it some more.
So what has anybody ever said, you know what, I don't care what you say, singing in my head, breathing, it still hurts. I still don't like going to the dentist, or I'm still afraid. What do? Or you just keep talking and talking?
You learn how to tolerate uncomfortableness,
okay.
Tolerate anxiety, and tolerate a little bit of pain.
So they have to realize life's not perfect, nothing is perfect, and for the betterment of, in this case, your health, your body, your ability to speak to all of those things, right, laugh, you might have to put up with a little bit of discomfort somewhere along the line. And I'm talking about the needle prick that we're trying to avoid, but in the grand scheme of things, is awesome that we can do that.
Exactly. And sometimes it's interesting. Our brains, the risk assessment in our brains says that a prick is going to be something that's gigantic,
uh-huh.
and huge, when actually, you know, it's making a mountain out of a molehill. But it's not because the person actually wants to do that. But literally, sometimes our brain, the risk assessment in our brain, you know, I use a 0 out of 10 scale, and something that someone else might think is like a 2 on the scale of, nah, not that bad, not that fun, but not that bad. Someone else's brain, the software, will tell them that it's like an 8 instead. And so then they get hyper anxious or hyper worried about something, when in actuality, it may just be down a 2.
Okay.
That's why those tips can be helpful,
okay.
And the ability to relook at what's actually true here.
Okay. Now, I understand that you have your own stressful story about going to the dentist. Don't tell me about it now, because we're going to do that when we come back, okay? So you are listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and with us today, Judy Lair. This is episode number 477, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
If you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 477. In the studio with us is Judy Lehr. She is a leadership development strategist and stress management counselor. Is that a good way to describe you?
That's perfect.
Good, because any bigger words than that I wouldn't be able to describe or say. As you can tell, she probably should be doing this show. She has better enunciation than I do. Maybe you got more sleep than I did. I don't know. But anyway, okay, so you have your own stressful story about going to the dentist. So tell me what that was.
Sure. A couple of years ago, I had a root canal on the very back molar.
Yes.
And the dentist told me that it had a crack in it and it may or may not need more assistance.
Right.
So about 6 months later, all of a sudden, the pain started, like huge pain in that tooth. So I went to the dentist who said, sorry, but it does need to be pulled.
Right.
Which had me totally anxious about, oh no, they're going to pull a tooth.
Because no one's ever had a tooth pulled before.
Exactly.
Anywhere.
It made me so
like a new deal.
But the pain was so bad in terms of that tooth at that point in time.
It made you almost want the extraction, right?
Exactly. All I wanted was to feel better. So thankfully, the dentist gave me a happy pill to take that morning when I got there. So actually, the extraction was not difficult at all. He was very good at making me feel positive and warm and that he knew what he was doing. So he pulled the tooth.
Okay.
And he told me it's going to feel better. From here forward, it's going to feel better. In a couple hours, it's going to feel much better. Well, it got worse.
Mm-hmm. During the extraction?
After the extraction, over the next 12 hours, it got worse. The pain got worse.
Okay.
The swelling got worse. It got worse when the dentist office called me the next day to check and see how I was doing. I said, it's worse. It hurts even more now.
And?
So I went back to the dentist.
I know what happened.
Go ahead. Okay. So by then I was taking, he had given me pain medication just in case I needed it, which I did. And so I was taking the pain medication. I wasn't sleeping.
Uh-huh.
So I got back there and it turns out it was a dry socket.
Uh-huh.
But I was so anxious when I was in the dentist chair that I passed out.
Oh, really?
And the poor staff had to take care of me. They did an awesome job.
So if you pass out, you can't use your own breathing techniques or anything.
Exactly.
Right?
But when I came back to, that's when I used all of the breathing. I used the bilateral. I used the believing in the staff, really knew what they were going to do. Mm-hmm. And that really got me through.
Okay. Well, good. I'm glad that you got through it. By the way, dry sockets are not that common as they used to be. And one way you can prevent them is to have your dentist make sure that the blood clot is healthy when you leave there. Smokers don't have as much blood supply. So what I'll do is I'll like scrape the gum around it to make sure it fills up with fresh blood, stitch over it, and then you won't get a dry socket. If you just take the tooth out and not do that, and some people, they'll get dry sockets. But anyway, and you still go to the dentist, you still have teeth and all that good stuff, right?
Exactly. Had a little post-traumatic stress there going on that I had to, every time I walked in, I had to do my breathing to walk back in.
Okay, real quickly, in literally like 10 seconds, how can people reach you if they would like to?
JudyLairCoach.com, JudyLairCoach.com.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, folks, be sure to tune in next week when I will have former OSU and NFL quarterback and local real estate developer Bob Hoying. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Visit my office Facebook page and like us. Remember, all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. Be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.